Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. Well, I just got back, baby. The big white house on the
hill. Some serious Texas blues there. Billy Dusty and Frank bringing this back. 23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a small business advocate. My website, so smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Folks, in the previous segment, I was talking. By the way, it's just still just you and me. I've got another segment. I want to talk about something, just the two of us. In that segment previously, I talked about seven more. Emotions and motivators for redeems capitalism, redeems the marketplace. And I think I talk about this for a reason, especially right now, because I think if the election goes for Biden, if Biden is elected, more than likely the Senate will go Democrat as well. And this has happened before, and America survived. But I will tell you that this is a little different situation. If you believe capitalism is powerful, if you believe, warts and all, that it's the best ism out there, and if you believe that, yes, there's some things that need to be reformed, but it doesn't need to be disparaged as something that's evil. Capitalism is not evil the way some people are able to operate within it. Some of that needs to be adjusted, but not thrown out, not replaced. We have to remember that there are people in this country who don't want to reform our country. They don't want to reform our economic system, which wouldn't be a bad idea. You've heard me stick my finger in Wall Street's eye many times on a regular basis. Every opportunity I get, you know how I feel about them. I'm on record with that. I've written about it. I've talked about it. I've debated it. But that's reform. That's making what we have that's the best better. But so, these people today, some of these people, Bernie Sanders, Ocasio-Cortez, Even Kamala Harris. These are people who want to replace what we have for something that's more socialistic. And I'm just going to say, if you're a small business owner and you love what you do and you believe that the future of your family is in your ability to go to the marketplace and dig out a living and prosper there because you're able to seek and deliver excellence, then if you believe that's powerful for you, if you believe that's important for you, we can't be naive about the people who are on the verge of being in charge. And this is not, folks, this is not a political statement I'm making here. I'm talking economics. I'm talking marketplace here. And that's the reason why I'm encouraging all of us in the debate, when we're talking to other people, if you're around people who are talking about the evils of fear and greed, you remind them of some of these other things, like family, like self-respect, like security, like curiosity, like innovation. Ask these people what part of socialism was ever innovated? Has anybody ever associated the concept of innovation with socialism? Ask about that. Wouldn't that be a good question to ask? Tell me about a socialist country, a socialist regime. Tell us about Venezuela. Tell us about Soviet. What are the great inventions from the Soviet Union in the last 50 years? Even China. As smart as the Chinese are, they're more derivative. China is more derivative than innovative. China, a lot of the things that happen in China that are you might think are innovative are actually derivative of what they've stolen from the United States of America or other countries. China is more derivative than innovative. Find something that was created that made the world better. Identify something that was created in a socialistic regime, socialistic society, that made the world better. Find one. I can't wait to hear what somebody would say about that. I don't know of it. I've been around a long time. I'm a student of history. Maybe there is one. I just can't think of one. And you're going to have to come up with a long list because the list of things that that capitalism has done to make the world better is a list that is innumerable. It's an almost infinite list. It's thousands, tens of thousands, millions of different things that capitalism has done to improve the world, warts and all. As much as it needs to, as it could be reformed, as much as we could do things to be better, even fairer in some cases. Warts and all, capitalism is better, small business owners have the most at risk. Wall Street will survive socialism, at least for a while. Small businesses, not so much. We have to think about this, my friends. I'm not telling you who to vote for. I'm not recommending who you vote for. I'm not saying Trump or Biden. I'm saying the system that we have could be in jeopardy. And we need to think about that. I'm Jim Blasingham. I'll be right back.
So ferry, cross the Mersey, 'cause this land's the place I love.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.